Peter?
Hello, yeah, sorry, yeah. So sorry about that. The line just went on us altogether, I think, didn't it? Can you hear me okay?
That's okay.
Yeah, yeah, good.
Yeah, fine, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, good. So when you started off with your singing, was that something you'd always wanted to do, or was it accidental or what? When you started your musical career?
No, it was pretty much, no, I think the kind of light bulb went on when I was about 17, and it just kind of, that was it really. You know, I didn't start playing until, like, I came to it pretty late. I just started playing guitar until I was about 16, 17.
Yeah.
And then that was kind of it, yeah. I was in Trinity College in Dublin for a year, and then we sent some tapes to America, and got a very sort of positive reaction, and signed our first record deal with Capitol Records, and then that was it. I was off to join the circus after that.
Oh, right. you joined the circus. What did you join the circus as?
I think probably that's kind of like the sort of dancing seal on top of the ball.
Oh, right. Yeah, well, yeah. Sounds like an interesting day job, that, doesn't it, really? Yeah.
So that's pretty much been my life for the last 3 years.
Yeah. And do you have, you must have musical influences, you know, when anybody gets involved with writing and performing.
Yes,
I guess there's some influences down the line. What were yours?
Well, I think, you know, like, weirdly, I kind of, my teenage years were kind of, you know, sort of like that kind of romantic era of, you know, Kraftwerk, you know, Japan, sort of, and then bands like Prefab Sprite, you know, were amazing. Things like that. And then, of course, you know, as you get a little older, you kind of get into all the classics. You get into Leonard Cohen and Bob Dylan and people like that. But in those kind of, like, initial kind of years, I loved sort of, you know, all of that kind of sort of, synthesizer, you know, kind of, all into, like, new ways and stuff, you know.
Yeah, I'm always interested in knowing what it is that colours a person's own style, because I guess as you go through life, it's not just the records that you hear the first time. Your own experiences can kind of add to that, can't they? You know, growing up.
Absolutely. And I think, yeah, especially when you first make music, you know, like your own, it's like, this is my music, this is what I love to listen to. And that's a very personal connection that you make with those records. And then, you know, when you start to write songs, I guess, you know, you sort of, they're the songs that you learn to play and the songs that are kind of in your head. So you just kind of write that way. And then, you know, if you're lucky enough to have people want to hear your music and be able to do it as a career, then I think you just, you know, you develop your own style and then people kind of look to you, you know, for that, you know.
Yes, I think it's one of the things that Herb Alpert once said, that, you know, within a couple of notes, people ought to identify who the performer is. Within a couple of bars, you should have thought, yes, that's Herb Alpert, or that's Colin Devlin,
It's very true, and a very hard thing to achieve as well. And then also, you know, with your voice as well, you know, to be able to have a distinct voice. I mean, you know, like Leonard Cohen would be a perfect example of somebody who he said he didn't have a great voice, but obviously he did. But it's a distinctive and, you know, incredible way of performing and singing and kind of getting that emotion across. It's not about the pop idol or the, you know.
It's about getting
the emotion across.
I think I've heard others say the same thing. It's the emotional impact of a lyric that carries the song, rather than just the maybe the level of the performance, really. And if you can make people cry with it, that's really what you want, isn't it? You know, if it's a sad song,
or at least cry for the right reasons, anyway.
Of course, yes. Yes, I imagine. Well, you can cry tears of joy, can't you? And I suppose, being a parent as well has kind of added to your, what shall we say, the base of knowledge that your music can be based on, really, can't it?
Yes, I think so. Yeah, it certainly adds, I think, an extra layer of kind of depth to what you're doing. And I think, you know, you really do see things, you know, through their eyes, and you know, it's a very, and you know, so it's a wonderful thing. Being a parent, and you know, it's not easy.
No, no.
As you probably know, if you have kids.
No, I don't, but I've seen others. I was a child.
It's hard work, but it's totally worth it in the end. And I think that they really enhance.
Yes.
Kind of what you do. And my wife Bonnie, she's very understanding, and she understands the nature of obviously what I do. We've been together for a long time, but you know, it's weird. It's harder to go away on tour, but it's just part of the deal. You know,
you have to
do it, and it is what it is, and that's that.
So you've got the High Point album out, haven't you now? How's that going?
Yeah.
Do you know how well that's going at the moment for you?
It's going great. I mean, the reviews and everything have been very good, and it's, you know, lots of kind of playlists from Spotify and that kind of thing. And I think we'll probably get some good kind of film and TV usage in the new year. And so yeah, you know, there's so much news release, and it's so hard to for things to get heard. But the great thing is that, you know, you can tell immediately whether your fans or your fan base really like it, whether they genuinely love it or they don't. So it's been an incredibly kind of positive response so far.
Well, I haven't...
In terms of that.
To be fair, I'd not heard of you before. I mean, my own musical taste goes back to the 50s and to the 60s. And you grow up with just knowing you can't ever listen to everything. And then every now and again, something will come along, and you think, well, how did I miss them? You know, and you get into that for a while, and so forth and so forth. And then, because I now do this voluntary presenting on community radio, I've thought myself, I must try and get a bit more knowledgeable about things that I've been missing. And then when we get these, you know, interview opportunities presented to us, then you think, well, I better listen to Colin Devlin's High Point, and you realise that, as you said, there's so much out there. Somebody was saying to me the other day, there are 20,000 new songs submitted every day. 20,000 around the world a day. And you think, how on earth can anybody ever get their own music across if that's it's almost like a flood, isn't it, of music? How do you get heard amongst all
people? I think that's why it's more important than ever that you kind of stick to your guns and you do your own things that at least that your fan base that you have that they're going to love it and that they want to tell people about it. I mean, the best advertising is great songs and you know, doing great work, because then, you know, people want to tell other people about it or want to, you know, let people know about it. But it is incredible. I mean, you know, I think like another stat that I heard was that, you know, that every minute around the world there's 300 hours of footage uploaded to YouTube. And which is kind of phenomenal, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it actually makes sense because of, you know, you think of all the complete nonsense that's up there, but it's that's what's added every single minute.
Yes.
300 hours of and I'm sure
probably
299.9 of those hours are complete rubbish.
Absolutely.
But again, it's another that that kind of just, which is kind of what you're saying. It's very hard to rise above that noise, even if you know, with a quality record or etc. But it is what it is.
And you don't want to, how should we say this, water down your own offering just to be like the common denominator of everybody else's offerings, do you? You know, music is your music, and you don't want it to be lost because it sounds like everybody else's. You know, it's got to be somehow different. So when are you touring over this neck of the woods, or are you in the UK?
My English agent is just putting together a tour for late January, February.
Okay.
So we'll definitely be doing a tour of the UK, Ireland, and some European dates. So
Well, we'll look out for you, Colin, and I'm certainly going to play High Point, because that's I listened to that and I thought that is a quality recording. And
thank you very much, so you can be sure
that I'll be playing it from time to time on the program.
Thank
you very much for taking the time. I'm sorry we had that break in the communication early on, but I guess that's mobile telephony for you and all the rest of it.
That's it.
And I hope your cup of coffee helps you
feel
cold. Yeah. All the best then, Colin. Thank you very much.
Yep.
All the best. Bye.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
Bye.